the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up now with three Scots in Afghanistan. We can speak to Private Sean Power. Sean, good to speak to you. First of all, where about in Afghanistan are you?
I'm in Nadi Ali South in a PB called PB Slab.
How are you enjoying that? How is life there?
It's good morale. It's quite like me and the boys just carrying on with our daily jobs and our daily patrols and vehicle moves. And just getting on very well together, like, and just doing the job the best we can do.
And is this your first deployment, Sean, or have you deployed before?
No, this is my first deployment.
Okay, and you would have obviously done a lot of training in the lead-up to this. You would have had a lot of thoughts about how it was going to be. Has that kind of married with how it is?
Yeah, it's come up to expectations, but I expected what I was going to expect, you know.
And you're just over the halfway mark now that you've got Christmas and New Year out the way.
Yeah, it's halfway there, but going hour, and 17th, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Fantastic. I'm spotting the accent here, and I'm thinking that's a lovely Celtic accent, but it's not from Scotland, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm from Southern Ireland, a place called Tamare in County Kerry. It's just a small town, like in the population of 2,000 people, possibly.
Okay, so how does a lad from there end up with three Scots?
Well, I was in back home in Ireland. I was in the army before, and I just decided to go for something a bit bigger and a bit better. So I joined up with the British Army. I wanted to go to Afghan straight away. So I looked which battalions was going over next, and three Scots looked good, so I went with them.
And they've welcomed you with open arms?
Yeah, they're all good. Yeah, they are just. I get a bit of a flagging now that I'm an Irish in a Scottish regiment, but I get on with them all anyway.
Sean, you got family on the patch up in Inverness, but also family back home in Ireland as well. Do you want to give them a mention?
Yeah, just a big hello to my wife Martha and our little baby boy Lee, and big hello to my mother and father and my sister back home in Ireland.
Okay, how old's Lee then?
He's just been born. He'll be born in a couple of days.
So when you say your wee baby, you really mean your baby. So getting back home to see him on R&R, that's going to be huge for you.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting just to see the wife and the baby. So I can't wait for it. Really looking forward to it now.
Yeah, and have you been able to get photos? Has your wife been able to send you out photos?
No, I haven't been sent anything. I was just told her there's no point because I'll be coming home in a few days anyway, so I can just get all the photos I can get and then bring them back.
Well, fantastic, and congratulations, Sean. Good to speak to you today. Thank you very much for your time.
Alright, thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for your time.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak now to Private Tam Begbie. Tam, good to speak to you, and what's your role, first of all, with three Scots?
Just infantry soldier, Mark. Gunner.
Okay, so you're out on the ground almost every day?
Sometimes twice a day, Mark, but nearly every day, aye.
Have you deployed before, or is this your first time?
No, this is my first deployment.
Is it, again, you know, I was asking Sean this, is it what you expected?
Well, what's to start with, obviously, when you get told you're going to deployment, you expect that you're going to be fighting, and it was like that for the first bit of the tour, but now, through the winter, things are quieted down a wee bit. But it certainly was everything I thought it was going to be like.
Why do you think it's calmed down then?
Well, I think it's because we're on the winning hand just now. Like, we're doing all the ops successfully, and I would definitely say we're on the winning hand. So I think that's why things are quieting down a bit just now.
You mentioned winter. You'll be noticing a huge change in the temperature from when you arrived.
Well, when we first arrived, it was scorching, like, and obviously as we spent more time in the winter, back to come in, it was absolutely Baltic, like, a lot colder than what it was home like, so that was a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
I never even packed my woolly hat or scarf or anything, so.
Back home, anyone you want to say hello to?
I guess so. They'll ken.
Okay. Tam, good to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Hi, you too, Mark.
All the best. I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up once again with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Private Darren MacArthur. Darren, good to speak to you. And what's your role with three Scots in Afghanistan?
Infantry. I'm just out in the ground soldier.
Okay, so like Private Begbie we were speaking to, you're out and about, a couple of times a day?
Well, I'm based in a CP Sabat, which is a small CP. We do 2-foot patrols daily. A little bit stagging on, just the general, what you're doing, a CP, Mark.
Yeah, so when you're out on patrol, how long are we talking? Does it vary greatly?
Yeah, it can vary from 2, 3, 4 hours, but it's really good to interact with the locals, and they're all great to talk to as well. Not too much hassle where we're based, but we really like to get involved with the locals.
And that relationship with the locals is vital. Have you found a change in the attitude of the locals since you deployed?
Yeah, well, the Marines before us, they were there, it wasn't too good, but as soon as we took over, we started interacting with the locals, getting to know them, seeing if they wanted anything done, if they needed anything, anything like that, and ever since then, they've been on our side, and it's great to go out and talk to them.
And what sort of things are you able to help them with?
Well, we can, like, wells, a few of their gates were broken. We would come in, help them with their gates, fix their gates for them. There's a lot of cotton they had to put on a truck, so I dropped my day sack, helped them with the cotton, put it up, and they were really thankful for that. We had a good wee laugh with them as well.
And that, I mean, that must make a big difference to your day as well.
Yeah, because you're stuck in the one place, it's good to get out and about. Patrolling's really good to go out with, and it's good to talk to the locals.
And what are the facilities like in your CP?
Facilities are good. We take turns at cooking. We've got our own cooker. It's a lot of us cook cheesy noodles.
Right.
Day in, day out, but we try and mix it up a little and get some spaghetti bolognese on the go.
What's your speciality then, Darren?
Me, I'm a cheesy noodles man. It's a quick and easy option.
Absolutely. Darren, really good to speak to you. Anyone back home you want to say hello to while you're on?
I would just say hi to my mum and dad, and that I'm doing okay, and that I'll talk to them soon. And that's it.
Good to speak to you, Darren. Thank you very much for your time.
Cheers, Matt.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.